Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. On today's episode, we cover all that went down on part two of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, including our thoughts on Sutton and the Kyle showdown, plus Dorit's relationship.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Happy Thursday.
Why did you just laugh?
I don't know.
Okay.
You guys, I got someone came at my health, and I just have to address this. Someone gave us a 1 star on Apple Podcasts because of my stuffy nose, and they can't tolerate it anymore. Guess who else can't tolerate the stuffy nose? Me. I cannot. Yeah. Like, I get it. No one can. It's been since December. I swear to God, I've never, even right now, when I say never, it clogs up. I've never been this sick ever. This pregnancy, I have my immune system has just changed, but you know what? I'm still podcasting for you guys. So,
and it's not just you, like a lot of people have gotten sick over the past like three months.
So
it's like long, sicknesses, like 3 weeks, something's, 4 weeks. It's crazy. Yeah,
something is in the air. But the only difference is obviously we're podcasting, so people just hear our voice. So I understand why that could be annoying, but to give 1 star, have some. Have some morals, Jesus.
Empathy.
Yeah, something. Like, I'm super, super pregnant. So I have about 4 weeks left. So hopefully I go early.
The baby is coming. Say.
I will say, I told Chantel this. With my third baby, I took castor oil, which I know some of you guys are going to come at me for it. But I swear I went 2 weeks early and had a perfect little baby boy. But I don't know if I'm going to do it again this year. So we'll see, or this time. So we'll see.
Let's just see what your body wants to do. Okay.
Okay. Gosh, you say that now. Just wait. Just wait till you're in my shoes and you're literally so over it, especially with the other three kids.
I'm sure it's a lot, of course. But because you have the other three kids, like, you know, you have a lot to do. It's not like you're bored. Like, I get your first, you're just dying to like see the baby, but now you have like three kids to like worry about.
No, it's not about being bored or just, oh, I just can't wait for them to come. I'm just like physically, and then just like how I've been so sick, I'm over it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So,
yeah, but
a lot for you guys.
So yesterday, Beverly Hills came on and Miami didn't come on. So Miami's coming on today.
I'm at a hotel. So like I'm watching for work. So I'm like watching Beverly Hills and then like, you know, like I'm bored. There's really not that much to do because I'm here by myself. And, you know, the Erica Jane special comes on and I'm like, should I watch this?
Did you?
I like watched like 15 minutes of it and then I got over it. It was kind of good.
I mean, but for you to stop watching tells me it wasn't that good.
I mean, yeah, because like it's like we've heard about this. Like there's nothing new.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I didn't watch it. No shade to her. I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. Like, I'm not invested.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think overall of Beverly Hills part 2?
I didn't hear like the topics they talked about this episode. You know, I want to get to the Mauricio and Kyle stuff. And of course, they're making us wait till the third episode for this.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I don't care about Sutton and Kyle's fight, and I don't really care about Dorit and her getting mad at a lot of people.
Oh God, she was a lot this episode, though.
She was a lot.
Who was? I am confused.
She's
why
very well spoken though when she does want to make her points.
I don't agree with that. I think she's very long winded, and it's a lot.
It says like everyone else says.
She is, but you could tell, like, she repeats a story that we've already known about, we've already heard. Your story hasn't changed, so I don't need to hear it again. So she does that a lot, and that would be obnoxious to be around.
Yeah, no, I know.
So, speaking of Dorit, but wait, I don't think there should have been a part three.
I told you already, I'm shocked that there is a part three.
I am, too. Based on how the season went, you guys know this was not my favorite season. So if it wasn't for this podcast, I probably wouldn't even watch the reunions. And usually I'm obsessed with reunions, but I don't know. But I swear, Beverly Hills is doing good. So it doesn't even matter what the hell I say or think. The show is killing it. and it kills it with ratings. People love Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. I have one in brown, you guys, and I wear it weekly. I'm not even joking. Once a week I wear it, I'm sure my coworkers are like, okay, get a new shirt. I do need to buy a new color. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I also bought these look-alike UGG Tasman sandals that I got, and I wear them all the time. They're even more comfortable than the UGG ones because I have the real UGG ones, and I also buy my mom them during Christmas. So if you guys need two things from Quince, get this sweater that I always get and those sandals. Indulge in an affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/TRH for free shipping on your orders and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/TRH to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TRH.
Addie. Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustrating low libido? Our sex drive can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy or flibanserin is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching or trouble breathing, sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
I know.
So the episode continues regarding Dorit backing Kathy over Kyle, according to Kyle. Truthfully, I do not see it that way. But also, would I get upset if you got involved with something regarding me and my brother and told me to acknowledge it? Probably. But you're the only person I would probably listen to what you're saying, and then I would tone it down a little bit. But Garcelle inserts herself and says Dorit never listens to anyone. What'd you think about that?
Yeah, I just, it's so funny, honestly, just seeing like Dorit and Garcelle just constantly like interrupting like the other people to make jabs at each other. They did it all episode.
Yeah.
But I agree with what you said. Like, you know, sometimes it's really hard when people insert themselves. So
yeah. And especially if it's your friend. Yeah. If it's your friend. Like I look at it where she didn't do anything crazy, but if we really have this type of friendship, I get why that would be annoying.
And we all know it's sensitive for Kyle. So it's like,
yeah, exactly. There. Yeah. You're the last person to be like, oh, acknowledge Kathy. And it's like, shut up. You don't know what I've gone through because I don't like to talk about it because Kathy would get upset. So
exactly.
They ask about Kyle's sobriety and if Morgan influenced it, but we find out that Kyle had only met Morgan once when she became sober. But my whole thing is, it's a good thing that Kyle's opting out of drinking. I don't think so many people should question it.
I think this is where Dorit steps in. She says, it's not that just the drinking, it's like you start working out excessively.
Yeah.
You start, you know, getting tattoos, and it's like a whole thing where it's like, whoa, Kyle's like going through something, you know, because she's doing all these changes. So I think that's what made it a big deal. But I do think the girls made it a big deal this season. Like, they constantly threw like little jokes around it.
Basically though, Kyle is never speaking to Dorit again.
Oh, 100%.
Like, she's just not. That friendship is over, especially with Dorit like double downing and saying or doubling down and saying, yeah, but it's not just the liquor, it's the working. It's like, okay, yeah, Kyle, you and Kyle are over.
Oh, for sure. Unless like they, unless a grace of God or something, I don't know. But they're for sure, their friendship.
I don't think
expired.
Kyle values Dorit's friendship, to be honest. Yeah, I think she already has her group of friends. So she, you know, when you're at that point where you're like, no new friends, there's literally no point. So we were friends because of our husbands, but I tolerated you for the most part.
Yeah,
that's where I feel that is. Kyle says that she was being reckless, and Sutton says, you were being reckless when you insinuated I have an eating disorder and a drinking problem. Kyle says she never insinuated that she had a drinking problem. Do you think she did throughout the season?
The only time I thought that maybe she insinuated it was when she really was saying to her, like, you seem off. And that is insinuating something.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like almost like, you know, saying, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you. And like, you know, like their fingers like on almost on your face and you're like, okay, ew. Like that's what she was almost doing to her. But that was the only time.
And well, I think they did.
But she was off. She was drinking vodka in the middle of in the middle of the afternoon when she met Kyle. So like you were off.
And I mean, I drank vodka in the middle of the afternoon.
Kyle didn't know that though. So it's like, it's one thing if you're showing someone. No, it's one thing if you show someone that you're like drinking wine or you're like, I'm gonna pour myself a cocktail, and then they start to see the progression of you getting a little bit more drunk and like the reason why you're acting a little bit more like crazier. But the fact that she had no idea and we saw it and she's like, okay, are you okay? Because this is a weird like escalation that just happened.
I do think what made people probably start questioning her is when she walked into Anne Marie's house and she pre-gamed before going to their house where there was a bunch of liquor.
Yeah.
Remember, she literally was in the car with liquor, walked in with liquor, and it was like, all right, relax. Like, she's going to have a bunch of liquor.
And it was like a lot of moments like that. But I still don't think Sutton has a drinking problem.
I don't either. Just like to absolutely drink. Not. Yeah,
there's nothing
exactly
wrong with that. Like, you just like to drink. So just own it. Like, I think instead of saying like focusing on the part of the drink problem, just like, you know, I like to have a drink every day, or I like to have a drink every day. It's not, I don't have a problem. Yeah. I don't rage and like, you know, people are getting mad at me left and right, but.
Right. She likes to get loose. She probably feels more comfortable with liquor, and that's it. I do think, though, that the ladies, even with Dorit, they did insinuate Sutton might have a drinking problem. I don't know if anyone would have brought up drinking if it hadn't got brought up through Kyle saying, are you on something? Like, are you okay? But I don't know. But you're right. I can see both sides. Kyle says that she shared with the ladies what she was going through right out of the gate. And Dorit, oh my gosh, Dorit goes, no, you didn't. And I'm like, okay, they're never coming back from this. They're never coming back from this. And Kyle looked like she was going to punch Dorit at that moment. And everyone on the other couch is advocating for Kyle. But I feel like they're doing that just because they don't like Dorit.
Yeah, you could tell.
Yeah, it's like not genuine. You just really can't stand Dorit.
Yeah.
And Dorit says, well, while you said you had a rough year, you didn't say you were struggling with Mo. But at the end of the day, I do think that was enough information.
Yeah, like, what do you want? Like, what did you want from her?
Yeah. Kyle wonders why everyone is so entitled to know what goes on in her bedroom. And Sutton is like, we all share what goes on in our lives. And I mean, I do feel like Sutton could share more, though.
Yeah, no. And honestly, Kyle really brought it by telling them exactly what she does share, how she's been on the show for so long. And it's like, and then she says the iconic line of like, you have a horse and a dating coach. Like, don't come at me. And I was like, yes, Kyle, you go.
Yeah, she said.
Like Kyle, you guys way more than Sutton, and I always will. So I'm so sorry if you're Sutton lovers, but you know, like if Sutton really
you're
was
gonna
bringing,
have some people come for you.
I know, but if Sutton was really bringing it, like okay, like last, I think what it was fair for people to come at us like last episode because Crystal did bring it, and we're just like, no, we still hate Crystal, and like she is getting better, you know, when she is like talking more. But with Sutton, it's like you're not even like proving good points, like you're just sitting there like laughing and like looking at Garcelle and like,
like yeah, why? I don't get the Sutton thing this season. But someone did say, you know, so Kyle did that iconic thing that Teresa Giudice said where they were like, I did this on the show, I did that on the show, yada yada yada. But like, for example, Farrah got engaged on the show, right? And I get it. She got engaged on the show. You know, Farrah is not engaged anymore.
Yeah.
And that's Kyle's daughter. And like, we saw Kyle say how excited she is. Like, her daughter's getting married. We met him. And then all of a sudden, it's not discussed on the show.
Well,
because
it was on Buying Beverly Hills. So, like, they showed it on there a lot. So, it's like, I'm sure there's a conflict of what's going to get shown on
but
their
did,
show.
But did they show, do we see so far why it ended?
No, it just came on. So, or it's coming on. I haven't
watched it yet. So we don't know yet if they're going to even put it on that either. Like, I've seen sneak clips of buying Beverly Hills, but nothing addressing Farrah and her engagement. So I think just little things like that, people are like, you don't put everything out there because that's a huge deal in your life. And I'm sure that's a big stressor. And you haven't acknowledged anything about Farrah and her fiance. It just kind of disappeared that he ended the engagement. And I could understand that because I was actually very interested to know what the hell happened.
Oh, for sure. But then at the same time, like, that's like, what if Fira didn't want that? Like, you know, what if Fira's like, I don't want to talk about this. I'm sure you don't talk about it. So it's not her mom's fault. Like, we don't know.
No, I get it.
But behind.
But I think people are thinking, okay, well, but you put him on the show. We put the engagement on the show. So maybe if she could just address it, but it's her daughter. I get it. And yeah, Farrah might be very uncomfortable with it, but I think that's where people get annoyed.
The only thing that I've gotten annoyed that we've now seen is that, like, you had a lot of different problems with Mo. If it was the last few years, if it was last season, if it was the other season.
Yeah.
And you never showed that. Like, that's the only thing that irks me a little bit. I think she's shown a lot. She doesn't need to show more, but I just think, like, you know, the little annoyances that maybe you got with your husband, you could have shown that. Or,
well, then also asking Doree, you know, Doree, she was like, you asked about my marriage on camera, and it's like, wait, but yeah, that's part of the show, Kyle.
She's been married for 20 years.
She's gonna ask about it. Why would we hide this? Why would we want to know about this? Because it's making headlines everywhere, and you guys are doing things publicly, like not putting your ring on and hanging out with this woman. So yeah, you really don't want her to ask? I don't know. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like Denise didn't land. So, and I am a Denise fan, so I don't care to comment on it. I don't know if you have anything to say about the Denise stuff.
No, I mean, it shows so much. It creates so much that she's not even there. So
yeah, exactly. I am dying at Doreed's segment when Andy yawns. He always does that with Doree. And Andy just wants Doree to get to the point. So you can tell they're cutting out a lot with Doree. And I just can't imagine how much they cut off. Finding out Doree went to Marshall's, by the way, was actually extremely shocking, which is hilarious. But
and she's like, and I love Home Goods, which Home Goods has great things. So, like, why wouldn't you?
But it seems like everyone is questioning Doree's robbery. And I think it's fair.
No, I don't. Are you okay?
Really? I don't know, because it is weird. She gets robbed, and then all of a sudden, she gets, like, she has $10,000 in her purse, and Marshall, someone takes it. You know, it's just, it happened back to back. So, I don't know. But I was dying when they mentioned how Garcelle questioned
her story. No matter what, like, you can't get $10,000 cash back. Like, you can't. It's not, there's no, like, it's not like it's a ring that maybe it's on your insurance. Like, cash is not on your insurance. So it's
I'm not, it's not that, though. It's like, okay, what are the chances that you have $10,000 in your purse, you go to Marshall's, and someone grabs it from you?
I know, but, like, just like how, like, Garcelle was questioning her, like, what are the chances, like, someone was going to leave your phone? Like, that is a chance. Like, that could happen.
I guess, like, she might be really unlucky, but I was just dying when Doree wanted to talk about the phone at the gate experience again. And Garcelle's like, okay, we don't need to hear the whole story again. We don't. And I'm just like, same, please. I don't want to. Garcelle's saying she's allowed to have an opinion, and Doree doesn't understand how Garcelle doesn't see how careless she's being. But Garcelle does apologize. I mean, again, for me, a lot of people were questioning the robbery details, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I think that's, like, extremely hurtful for Doree, who literally had PTSD, like, you know, like, she was at gunpoint. I think it's very insensitive.
Yeah, I think maybe for Garcelle to question, but for, like, viewers to be like, wait, what?
Yeah, I just think we don't hear that all the time, but, like, I mean, a lot of people's houses got broken in. Like, she just got very unlucky that she was there.
Yeah. Andy asked Kyle about the fact that she opened up about signing paperwork from her husband, not reading it. And he brings up Teresa Giudice. And I'm actually glad that Kyle was honest about this, because the trolls really came for Teresa, thinking it's impossible that you would ever sign anything that your husband gives you. And you wouldn't read the fine lines. Like, I feel like it is very normal to sign that and trust your husband at the end of the day. And I feel like a lot of people, maybe their husbands aren't doing businesses or things like that, or a lot of women do control the bills and stuff, so that they're not in that situation. But Also, if I share something with my husband, I feel, actually, my husband's an attorney, so he won't sign it unless he reads it. Yeah, he will.
But no, I mean, I think it is to say, like, you know, Maurice has a lot going on. He has a lot of businesses. I'm sure he's, you know, giving Kyle a lot of different paperwork. So she's probably like, you know, like, okay, here you go. Like, it's very, like, you should trust your husband enough to sign it. But we have seen people that it get backfires on them. So it's just like, just be smarter.
Especially like a mom. Like, life is so chaotic. And so when your husband comes to you and they're like, hey, sign this. You know, I'm not sitting here questioning the number one person in my life that they're doing shady stuff. You know, this is my person. So, but low-key, I do need to start checking this because it's starting to scare me a little bit. So maybe
like every, like, you know, 6 months you bring it.
I don't really sign much though. I mean, it's very rare. So that's why also that when it is, I'm like, all right, I'll sign it.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So well, then okay, then at that point you should just read it.
I know, my husband's an honest person, you guys. I'm just saying that
you never know. It could be like, you know, if we get divorced, I will sign my kids off to you.
Yeah. There's just no way PK is traveling as much as he's doing and he isn't cheating. I don't care what you tell me. There's no way. Even if it's an emotional relationship or flirting, or if he goes and grabs drinks and just makes conversation with women. I would never in a billion years trust my husband to travel out of a different country. And my husband's like me, like, we're social drinkers. Like, you know, he would, let's say if he ended up at a, you know, a lounge or something, that my husband would never do that. I wouldn't trust that situation ever, period. But I also am a girl that is, like, I always say, I'm like, oh, okay, like, every guy probably cheats. I'm like the worst human ever about that. And I don't know. I just would never allow that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's been some shady things, but don't you also think we would have heard of it?
It's in a different country, so no. Yeah. I mean, I don't think PK is, like, this is a whole different country. This
may have you heard of the London US media?
Yeah, I know that they're crazy and stuff, but who the fuck is PK, dude? I mean, no one's like sitting here like, I need to go to the media to tell people. And a lot of people who do, you know, cheat or whatever with people like that, they're ashamed of it and they don't want to come out. But I'm not even saying cheating. I'm just saying, you know, it could even be like emotional or just like him going, you know, going to a bar, a lounge, and just like talking to women. And that to me is inappropriate. Like, you do not talk to anyone else that is not your wife, period. I'm also a psychopath.
I'm sure that like that caused like a lot of issues with them, you know, not being there. You don't know what to like expect. You don't know what to believe if he's like doing something. I'm sure that caused a lot of issues.
He's a charmer too. Like, he's not attractive, but you can tell like he thinks he's funny and he's confident in himself. So you could just see him just making jokes with other people and things of that sort. So I don't know. It's just, it's a different country. He's literally traveling.
It's crazy that we find out that he now is not drinking. So, and like, they're doing better than ever. It really is crazy what drinking, like, someone who constantly drinks, they're not clear. So like, they're just like saying outlandish shit.
It depends. There's some people who drink who get angry or just say like hurtful things. Or there's some people who drink and they just like let loose a little bit. I kind of feel like Sutton's like the part two. She's like the one who just like lets loose and, you know, she says like crazy shit, but she's not mean. Whereas in, I feel like, especially with men, if they drink a lot, they could be mean.
I just think in general, look, it's like, you shouldn't be drinking every day for your health, anybody.
Yeah,
so, like,
absolutely.
Let's just, you guys, like, socially, okay, but every day is not a thing. So Rexy, when you get off your pregnancy, you shouldn't be drinking it every day, okay?
I know. I'm a wine drinker, so I do drink wine and it puts me right to sleep. But no, I mean, I only drink in the summer on the weekends because we're all, like, at the pool and I like day drinking.
See, that's fun.
Doreen says her relationship with PK is better than ever. Okay, Doreen. Just anyone who does that, just stop, please.
I mean, everyone was rolling their eyes. I don't know why. I don't know why I believe her. I don't know what
You know what's crazy? I watched Married to Medicine, the reunion. It was so good. And Phaedra Parks is on Married to Medicine. Phaedra's the shit. She used to be on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And they asked Phaedra, what's the difference about being on Real Housewives and Married to Medicine? She said, Married to Medicine, if you're married, people want to see your marriage succeed. They will support your marriage, you know? Whereas when you're on the Real Housewives, any inkling of you guys having problems, they're like ready to get divorced. They're all on it. They will hype it up. There's no support in your marriage. And I do feel that is the case for Real Housewives. Yeah, but I felt like it was so true. And Married to Medicine, they are such advocates about, you know, relationship and getting better and making your marriage work no matter what. They will support it.
Yeah, I love that. I can see people who have watched Married to Medicine like really go back and try to do things that, you know, with their marriage that they've seen on TV. It's a great show.
I love Phaedra. I'm so happy Phaedra's on it. So yeah, you need to watch it, Chantal, because it's really good. The reunion's really good.
Did you watch all the episodes leading up to it?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I watched everything. It wasn't that long of a season. So yeah,
I like Married to Medicine.
I actually genuinely enjoy watching Married to Medicine. So it's good. I even caught up with Potomac. So
you were really bored this week, huh?
I know. I just always leave it on. Yeah, it's good. It's okay. Nothing special.
Are you still Team NECA?
Yeah, I am. I am Team NECA, but I'm scared to say that on here because someone will say something to me and I'm scared. So I'm not even going to say anything about it. It's kind of crazy. Dorit is on the third seat because she was talking the most on this episode.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Erica should be behind her. I'm sorry.
100%. Like, Erica, what did you bring this?
Nothing. Nothing. What? They talk about Erica's ticket prices at her concert, and Sutton says she was making light of it because people thought the ticket prices were $1, and she said, no, it's $7. You know, a fun shade, I guess.
Yeah,
you're not going to comment on that, aren't you? Andy asked Erica about why she didn't show empathy towards the victims, and he asked her about how she met with the victims. Erica says that she met with the victims under advice of counsel, which low-key, I would have never said that.
I know. I was kind of shocked that she said that.
What? Sometimes.
I mean, she's being honest.
Sometimes you're being too honest and you just need to take a step back. I would have literally been like, yeah, like, you know what? I came to a point where it's like, I want to meet with these people from the bottom of my heart. Not because I got advice from my legal team to do it. So it looks good.
But you know what? Honestly, so she's been so like consistent in her journey. Like, she's been consistent in her journey of saying, like, I'm not going to do this. It's counsel, it's counsel, counsel. And then now it's like, yeah, it is because of counsel now. Like, she's just been very consistent in what she's saying and why
she's
doing it.
But don't, though. For what? Don't. Don't be that consistent.
I mean, that's why she's gotten so much hate.
Exactly. So just tone it down. You don't. I get it. You're on TV. If you weren't on TV, go ahead. Do you, boo-boo. But you're on TV. Just stop. Erica says she won't elaborate about how it went and then talks about Tom standing trial and how he has dementia, but that they're still saying he could stand in trial. And Crystal insinuates that Tom is lying about that. But if he has gotten a medical diagnosis over it, I mean, what do you think? It's, you know, what do you think?
I think
it's convenient, but
well,
like,
I was watching when I was watching the special, like, some girl knocks on Erica's door and it was like the public defender of Tom Girardi. And she was like, he has a public defender. Like, she was shook that, like, you know, his lawyer is a public defender, but,
exactly. Like, that is weird.
Well, because, like, you know, like, he doesn't, no one came to his rescue. Everyone hates him right now, and he has probably no money. So she was like, they wanted her to speak up on the dementia, and, you know, she's like, you know, I'm going to call my lawyer, but to the camera or to the producer, she was like, she goes, you guys, I have been saying it for years that he's been off. Like, there's been so many times that I knew he was falling off or something wasn't right. So, like, I do think he has dementia. I mean, and it's convenient right now, but that doesn't mean he had dementia when he did those to the victims
and
or
it's
his
so
clients.
Crazy because Crystal was like, he was fine 4 years ago. Do you realize that your whole life could change in one day? We think we're fine, and then the next day we have something.
And dementia is not a one day you wake up and you're like, oh my god, like I can't. It's a slow, gradual thing where one day you can't figure out where your keys are, and then the next day you're like, you know, this. I don't remember saying that. It's a gradual thing. It's not like, you know, you wake up and you have dementia.
Right,
so, Crystal, sit down.
I just don't like Crystal, guys. I don't get it.
I don't want this like train around Crystal. I mean, maybe we'll give her a chance if she really did start coming out and she starts saying her opinion more and she really is like more, you know, like influential in what she's saying. But
I don't know. I find her to be better. So unlikable.
Yeah.
She just is a know-it-all. And I mean, I hated her when her and Sutton were fighting. I was so team Sutton with that. I could not stand it. So I don't know. I just feel like Crystal, obviously, out of convenience, is like friends with Garcelle and Sutton. But no. Kathy Hilton, she always be saying the most, you guys.
I love it. Like, give it to me so we can hear the truth.
If you watch Paris and Love, you know that that's how Kathy is, but that's also how our moms are. So for me, it's like whatever. We're used to that. But while Kathy's getting her makeup done, she talks about Kyle and Mauricio's marriage. And she says Kyle wouldn't just decide this in 3 months, and says Kyle has been thinking this for the last 3 to 4 years, which if Kyle gets mad about Dorit talking about it, then she's definitely going to get mad that Kathy is saying that.
Yeah, 100%.
I was dying when they talk about finding out Sutton's monthly alimony, and she goes, yeah, thanks. And Andy's like, don't thank me. You're the one who revealed it.
I'm like, is she okay?
Maybe, oh my gosh. Yeah. How do you think
$300,000 a month, you guys? Like, what?
You guys, like, I can't.
Like,
I wish.
Please. Like, I can't. Like,
how did you find crazy. Your mad people? Like, what is this? Like, what? Man. I don't know.
Gets more money for child support, and then she probably gets more money for other things that she got from the settlement.
Right.
That's crazy. What does he do?
I don't know. I mean, he's successful, and I just, like, that's nice, huh? So, I don't know. But what do you think? How do you think next week is going to look?
No, next week's going to be good because I'm going to be back at Kyle Mauricio. So, we're going to get – he's going to ask all the questions. Are you with Morgan? It looked like she was going to say yeah. So, like, do you think this is the time that she reveals that she is with her?
No, I don't think she is. But at this point, it's like, just do it, and people are going to, like, stop, okay? Yeah, we need to know what's going on.
Okay.
I don't think she is, though.
I thought maybe she would have, but
no, I feel like it would have leaked by now if she did. Because even when people ask her about it now, she's still not saying anything.
Yeah.
So they're together, though. Like, I'm
maybe because she's like waiting for the reunion to drop.
Yeah, I guess. I guess we'll see. Hopefully next week is loyal. Dorit was too much, so I don't know. Let's hope next week is better. But
yeah,
I think that's all we got for Beverly Hills.
Yeah, no, that was, you know, it was a lot to be said for this short amount of episode that we didn't like.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do Summer House, but maybe we're not going to post it until Sunday or Monday, but we are going to do it.
Yeah, I'm excited about Summer House.
Yeah, I caught up, so I'm excited.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
It's only two episodes, though, so it's not like I caught up.
And I am so over Vanderpump Rules. I cannot watch it. I do watch it still, but I literally think it's the worst season in the world.
Yeah, no, it's like the same season.
Yeah.
It's like literally like the same season before Scandoval when it was like so boring, but you just wanted to watch because like you wanted to see all the signs. But no, it's just not good. I'm so sorry. Like I do not want to see Tom on my screen. Like, please get him away.
Right. 100%. It's not about Tom. I just don't care about the storyline. They are making it like Tom murdered someone and it is giving too much. It's all too much. They're all very much involved. Not that I liked Tom or I'm like sticking up for him or anything. I also find Katie to be very, very annoying.
She's just a very like, what is this? I mean, girl's girl. It's
her
like
energy.
When she hates somebody or hates something, it's like the way she is, it's like there's no empathy with her whatsoever.
Tom Schwartz is dating a 24-year-old girl, which of course, but I mean, whatever. And it's like, Katie, I don't know what it was. I saw it on an Instagram comment. Katie inserted herself in it to like throw shade at Tom. And it's just like Tom Schwartz. And I'm just like, I don't just move on, girl. Like, move on. Stop commenting on everything. Like,
yeah, you guys were never in love. You guys loved each other, but you guys were never in love. You guys, like, got over there after, like, 2 years.
Yeah, you literally wanted to have kids and a family. It wasn't happening. And then it was like, okay, I really don't care to be with this man now.
He was, like, her kid. And, like, no one wants to end up in a marriage.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's all we got for today. We hope you guys have the most amazing day. Thank you guys so much for listening and supporting us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.